I love my mum, but it would be hard to deny that I have been somewhat relieved to have 2,000 miles between us since she moved back to Mississippi. My mother is the bipolar product of an anxious Japanese woman and a stereotypical Southern man. Raised in the South, she was a teenage hippie, minus the politics and plus a country club membership. She and my dad, the product of a talented salesman and an immaculate housewife, moved from Mississippi to Hollywood in the 70s, so he could become a professional musician. In sixth grade, my dad announced their separation and divorce. It wasn't especially surprising, but I cried, and then thought that living in two places might be fun. Through the years, my mom has taught me many things, not so much through her words, but through her actions. I remember watching her bake cheesecakes, hem skirts, efficiently manage departments at Macy's, and stand up for her children. But I also remember my mother twisting words so she'd appear in a more favorable light, spending money she didn't have, choosing friends she correctly believed she was above, and investing in weak pride because she lacked confidence in her skills, talents, and future. I remember my mother doing all these things, and I remember my dad explaining her childhood and early adulthood, her emotional abuse, her drug abuse, her promiscuity, and her avoidance of therapy and help. I remember my dad reassuring me that I wouldn't be like my mother, but I knew that before he said it. I enjoy life, its blessings and challenges. I am thankful for my abilities and for the people in life who help where I am weak. And I realize that the most I share with my mom is a knack for making cheesecake, a talent for taking the wrong exits on freeways, gratitude for our time spent reading and playing together, and thankfulness for an always mutual love. I love my mom. That's never been hard, though it's certainly been a struggle to respect the woman who made so many faulty decisions that led to a nearly hopeless life. It's still a struggle to think of my mother and not cry for her and want her to enjoy life. And because of these things, it's tempting to think life is unkind, but stronger than that temptation is the knowledge that my parents have always and will always love, cherish, support, and in two very different ways, teach their children what they can. Because of this, I know I'm tremendously fortunate.